This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers showed signs of improvement Monday, but hospitalizations remain high. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state reported nearly 1,500 confirmed COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That was a drop of more than 100 from 6 days earlier. Dr. Barbara Statland is a hospitalist at Denver Health. She says hospitals have been busy with both coronavirus and other patients. And after 20 months of the pandemic, frontline providers are exhausted.
The challenge that COVID patients bring is that they take up a bed for maybe a prolonged period of time.
The 7-day positivity rate on Sunday was 9%, down a percentage point from about 3 weeks ago, but still well above the 5% threshold that signals trouble. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coloradans are relying on the state's digital ID app to prove they're vaccinated against COVID-19 as businesses institute vaccine requirements. The My Colorado app had an average of 90,000 new users per month. Brandy Simmons is with the Governor's Office of Information Technology.
The adoption for My Colorado has increased 400% since the summer, and it continues to climb.
Use has caused some frustrating glitches that prevent users from accessing their digital ID cards. The state says app updates are coming, but that there are workarounds. Colorado broke a record in gun sales last year. Now applications for concealed carry permits are set to break a record this year. Cindy Stout, firearms instructor, says her business doubled last year and doubled again this year. A 3-hour course is required in Colorado to get a concealed carry permit, but Stout says people should consider more.
I would probably do 4 different training sessions, and then there has to be some practice by the student in between the training sessions.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says more than 65,000 people have applied for concealed carry permits through September of this year. That's almost double the same period last year. This is CPR News.